No Pain, written by Byron Egg and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, House MD. Relationship, Gregory House / James Wilson. Rating, mature. No archive warnings apply. From the additional tags, vampires, first time, biting. Summary. House finds a permanent solution to his pain problem and convinces Wilson to give him what he needs. The apartment was dark and quiet when Wilson let himself in. He squinted into the dimness and called, "House?" Nothing. Then a faint thump from further inside. "House?" he called again, making his way cautiously towards the bedroom. "Are you okay? I've been calling all night." A soft moan this time. Wilson broke into a run, grabbing the door jamb to swing himself into the room. The bed was empty. It took a few seconds to locate the shadowy figure curled up on the floor in the corner, his face to the wall. "Jesus," Wilson said, dropping to his knees next to him. House was shaking. "How bad? Where's your Vicodin?"
"No," House said hoarsely. "No pain."
Wilson squinted. "No pain?"
"No pain," House agreed. "No pain ever again."
A shudder went through him.
"Ever?"
"House, what did you do?" Wilson reached out to grab his arms, ready to shake him into coherence. He'd hardly move before something cool clamped around his wrists, holding him still. He grunted at the pressure.
"What?" "Had a patient today," House rasped. "In the clinic. Strangest symptoms. Strangest story."
He took a deep, gasping breath. Wilson strained to see his face in the darkness.
"Followed a trail. Not the nicest part of town. Met some people. Made a deal."
Incredulity overrode his apprehension.
You're on drugs? Of all the stupid stunts you've pulled?"
House gave a ragged laugh.
"Don't need drugs. I'm cured. God, you smell so."
He jerked Wilson closer. Wilson tried to catch himself, but House held firm, and Wilson ended up sprawled half on top of him, his heart pounding. House felt cold. Too cold. Wilson willed himself to stay calm.
"House," he said carefully, dimly aware that he was repeating his name as if he were trying to calm a feral animal.
"What are you saying?" House turned to him for the first time since he'd come in, and Wilson stared, uncomprehending, unwilling to comprehend. House's face gleamed corpse pale. His eyes glittered with unnatural, mesmerizing intensity. When he pulled his lips back, sharp fangs curved down from where his canines had been.
"House?" Wilson whispered.
Another shiver, shaking the both of them. House growled.
"Hungry."
That broke the spell. Wilson struggled to pull free, half of him still disbelieving, the other screaming for him to get away. He quickly discovered that he was no match for House's strength. He gained some distance, but the grip on his wrists remained implacable.
"So warm,"
House murmured, and drew Wilson inexorably back towards him.
"Wilson."
"No," Wilson said, but he couldn't look away.
"Won't take too much," House promised. "Just enough. God, I need—"
He took another shaky breath, his pupils wide.
"Need you."
Wilson faltered. His breath came fast and shallow.
"You'll do it,"
House said. They were inches apart now, Wilson straddling House awkwardly. House let go of one wrist, and Wilson grabbed his shoulder for balance. House stroked Wilson's jaw. Wilson's lips parted.
"You'll do it, because you need to spare the innocents at your own expense."
Their mouths brushed.
"Because you're used to giving everything up for me."
He scraped his cheek against Wilson's and whispered in his ear,
"Because you want it."
Wilson's pulse leapt when House pressed his face into his neck, nuzzling at the thin skin over his artery. He breathed out hard. House needed this. House would be pain-free and strong and safe, and he needed this. He closed his eyes and tilted his head back. House groaned, opened his mouth wide. Wilson had a fleeting impression of teeth dragging at his throat, and bit down. Electricity arced down Wilson's spine, and he cried out with shock and arousal.
House's arms encircled him, pressing them tightly together as he sucked. His body pulsing with each pull, Wilson moaned and rocked against House's hip. House moved one hand down to Wilson's ass to help him along. Wilson twisted with helpless pleasure, relentless suction at his throat and urgent pressure in his groin, and he pushed and pushed for relief, clutching fistfuls of House's shirt. House's tongue traced patterns on his throat as he continued to feed, and it was enough. It was too much. It was everything. Wilson squeezed his eyes shut and came, surrounded by the strength and heat of his new House. House drew back with a satisfied moan of his own, suckling briefly at the wound before pulling away. Shaken and giddy, Wilson touched his neck. Nothing but two small punctures, already scabbing over, and watched House lick blood from his lips. House looked at him, a question in his startling, luminous eyes. Wilson nodded. No pain? No pain, House agreed, and he grinned, his fangs glinting. The End.